This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now to check in with the financial markets, and in the US it's been quite a positive day, as Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey told me a little earlier.
Very good day. It's funny, you know, it's the first of the month, and it's almost like things turn the corner as soon as the new month starts, and everyone paid either new money coming in, or I don't know exactly what the reason is, but it was a strong rally. I mean, we were up over almost 2.5% on the S&P. Almost every sector was up. Everything was a lot of the beaten-up sectors started to come back also, like the biotechs and the financials have been coming back, which tells you that maybe, you know, the pain of January, early February seems to have subsided, and, you know, people are coming back in and taking, you know, more than just a toe in the water. They're starting to come back in now.
And we had some quite positive U.S. factory and construction figures out as well.
There were actually some really good numbers. Well, not great, but the ISM manufacturing is better than worse, shall we say. You know, it's been pretty bad over the last few months. So that shows that there is a demand in the economy. The manufacturing is starting to pick up. And then even the auto data, car sales were much better than expected. Ford was really good. GM actually was a little bit less. But I think part of that is due to just the cheap financing still that's going on with low interest rates. So, you know, that's a strong part of the economy. And, you know, I think the market now is kind of a, you know, in a balance period where they're saying, okay, that's good. We're seeing these good economic numbers. We still don't have to worry about the Fed raising rates because of all the global concerns, and they're taking that as a positive sign, which is why they're bidding them up.
Now, it's Super Tuesday, and do you think the juggernaut that's Donald Trump is adding to the list of worries that's concerning Wall Street?
Not yet. I don't think it has set in yet. I think that there, you know, people really, I don't know what they're waiting to set in yet. I mean, all the polls are indicating that he will win today big, and if he does that, he'll pretty much be the nominee for the Republican side, unless they're assuming that the Democrat will beat him. And actually, some polls came out today saying that he would lose to both Sanders or Clinton if it was, you know, the election was today. So I don't think people are nervous yet. I don't know which direction they're going to take him. He's such a wild card. He's got, his policies are kind of all over the place. They're not straight-line Republican. They're not Democrat. They're his own, you know. So I think it's too soon to tell whether politics will play right now in the market. But as we get closer, certainly in November, people will start to pay more attention.
And that was Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 2.1% at 16,865. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.9% at 6,152. Gold is trading at $1,232 an ounce. And April New York light crude oil was up 14 cents at $33.89 a barrel.